Welcome to episode 3 of the Tremors Cast. I'm Jonathan Melville, author of the upcoming book Seeking Perfection, The Unofficial Guide to Tremors, which I'm writing to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Universal's 1990 film. The book will go behind the scenes of the first film and all of its sequels, plus a 13-episode TV show, interviewing the various casts and crews and offering insights into all aspects of the franchise. These podcasts will be very short, no longer than 10 minutes each, and they'll feature the latest book news and audio from some of the 60 or so interviews I've carried out for the book. This episode you'll hear from Brent Maddock, co-creator and writer of Tremors and its sequels, and the director of Tremors 3. My main job at the moment is of course writing the book, and I'm currently on the first draft. With around 60 interviews, 4 films and 13 TV episodes to cover, it's not a fast process, and while I have a number of audio interviews already transcribed, there are still more to be done, and they take time. Speaking of interviews, the last few weeks saw me add 2 more names to the list. First up was actress Gladys Jimenez, who played Rosalita Sanchez in Tremors, the series. Gladys took time out to speak to me from her home in LA and recalled working on set in Mexico, stunts that went wrong, and her thoughts on the ending of the series. I was also able to speak to actor Robert Jane, who starred as Melvin in Tremors, Tremors 3 and Tremors, the series. A veteran of American TV shows and films, Robert had a lot to say about his work on the first film, and I'll hopefully be able to bring you some of the audio in a future episode. Now I want to play you some of the audio from my interview with Brent Maddock, the co-writer of Tremors 1-4 and episodes of the TV show, and who also directed Tremors 4. Along with S.S. Wilson, who you can hear in episode 2 of the Tremors cast, Maddock helped shape the Tremors style that we know and love today. I started by asking him about how he and Steve Wilson approached the first Tremors script. And apologies for the sound quality here, I didn't plan to turn these recordings into podcasts when I first carried them out, so the audio is not perfect.
Now, Steve is a monster movie fan. He was one of those kids who would sit in the cinema and watch the movie 3 times in a row. I was not. I didn't know anything about these movies. I had no interest in sci-fi movies or monster movies. I mean, I've learned a lot since then. So I thought, well, you know, if this idea is to work, and if I'm to be have any interest in doing this, let's take the premise, but try to make it as real as possible. What if you put real people in this movie? Not stiffs, not you know, those kind of people you see in all those cheesy monster movies. Let's make it real. Let's have comedy in it, you know, some natural comedy, and let's see what we can come up with. And that's what we came up with Tremors. Ultimately, with Tremors, we had to take out a lot of the comedy because we got to a point where we realized we do want people to be frightened of these creatures and take them seriously. So we went and threw out a lot of the jokes and stuff, which was painful, but was really an important thing to do.
So do you think those original drafts were more comedic, and then they got slightly less comedic?
I think they were more comedic, there's enough comedy in the movie as there is, as there needs to be. And we did get to a point where somebody, we may have been the ones who ask the question: do we want the audience to be scared of the creatures or not? And we said, yes, we do. It's a monster movie. We know it's a monster movie. We're just trying to do a monster movie that's maybe a little bit more intelligent or surprising. And so that's when we decided we should go back and take out some of the comedy, which was a smart move. And then we took it around to studios and with our little package that we would produce it, and that Ron, who'd never directed a feature film before, would be the director. And, you know, that was a long shot. And thankfully, Tom Pollock, who was head of production at Universal, went for it. And, I mean, Ron had directed a lot of films, short films and a couple of low-budget TV movies. So he knew filmmaking.
Yeah.
But that's not enough in Hollywood to get you a job. So we vouched for Ron. When they put Gail Ann Hurd on it as executive producer, I think that was the thing that made them calm down a little bit. And so that was great. And Gail was terrific. She didn't bother us at all. She helped us at a couple points with some good ideas and generally left us alone, which was great. It was good.
I also asked Brent about the task of trying to sell the script to the studios.
Because really we're writers. We're creative guys. We don't relate to the business part of the business. And we're not, that isn't our natural territory. We feel out of our element with these guys and these business money guys. In fact, we don't like them. We don't like being in rooms with them. They make us feel creepy. So we've been in rooms with a lot of creeps, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Some of them ragingly dysfunctional and hugely powerful. It seems to go together. And some of the most insane meetings I've had with people were gigantically powerful film producers. And you'd walk away from it going, this guy needs help. Somebody's got to help him.
He's spending millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's just nuts. I mean, I'm not going to give you any names, but boy, I'll tell you, there have been a few that were quite disturbing.
And when you were trying to pitch Tremors with your, I think it was a 25-page outline that you had, roughly. Can you remember the sort of responses you got? Was it face to face? Did people say, "Look, it's about giant worms. We just don't get this."
I don't really remember the process. I do remember pitching it to Tom Pollock at Universal, and which was exciting because we were very much into it. We're not great pitchers, Steve and I. And Ron was in the meeting. You know, Ron is a very quiet guy. He's not a salesman type. But Tom got into it. I don't remember. I do think the primary concern, and even Tom Pollock had this, was, well, what kind of movie is this? In other words, everybody thinks of genres. What kind of movie is this? You know, is it a comedy adventure?
Yeah.
Is it a monster movie? And, you know, the answer was it's both. It's both things. It's a comedy adventure. It's a cowboy movie, you know, comedy with a comedy, but more of an adventure film than a comedy, but it's a monster movie. And I think that scares away people because everybody who's in a position of power in Hollywood is thinking, marketing, how do I market this movie? You can give me a brilliant movie, but if the public can't get a handle on it, if we don't know how to sell it, no one's going to go see it. So that's an understandable concern.
Yeah.
So that was the concern. And ultimately, when Tremors was finished and was marketed, they went with a one sheet, a poster, you know, the graphics that represent the movie that I really hated because it was a ripoff of Jaws, and which immediately said to the audience, this is a cheesy B movie ripoff, sort of a Roger Corman thing. And I thought that was terrible. And I told them at Universal, but of course, right, they don't care. And the movie and the big billboards in LA and stuff were that same graphic. I had a friend say, well, when's your movie coming out? I said, there's a billboard on Pico Boulevard. You've driven by it every day, you know, with a big mouth. And he goes, that's your movie? I said, yeah. He goes, but wow. So
yeah.
It misrepresented the film. And I think that's what hurt the film theatrically. You know, and Tom Pollock, to his great credit, apologized. He called me up personally and apologized for the ad campaign. He said, we got it wrong and we're sorry. Well, ultimately, it was all fine because along came videotape. And I think the movie, you know, found its audience on the video.
Thanks to Brent Maddock for taking the time to speak to me. More from that interview will be in the finished book. I'll have more news and previews in the run-up to publication over on the blog at tremorsguide.com, on Twitter at tremorsguide, and on Facebook at facebook.com/tremorsguide. You can also get in touch via email. Just contact me at tremorsguide@gmail.com. Finally, thanks to Amelia Rivera Allegra for supplying the music for the podcast. You can find more about her work in the show notes for the podcast. Until next time, keep watching the ground.